We are doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to Sukkos. We discussed the mitzvahs of Sukkos, and now we're up to the eighth day of Sukkos. And a person in preparation should say, I'm preparing myself to rest on this eighth day, which is a fulfillment of the Torah's mitzvah, uvayom ha-shmini mikra kodesh. On the eighth day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, we have a biblical mitzvah to have a holiday, a day of rest. And we have a prohibition from doing work on this day, kol mlecht avodah lo tasu, prohibited from doing work on this day. And that brings us to the conclusion of Sukkos. The next is Hanukkah, Kislev. Before a person lights his Hanukkah candles, he should say, I'm preparing myself to light Hanukkah candles in fulfillment of the rabbinic institution. And our sages aligned it with the parsha of the menorah, that the Nesiim, when we inaugurated the temple, it was also an honor. It was like Hanukkah HaMizbech. So really, the inauguration was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the completion of the building of the Mishkan was on Hanukkah. So we thank Hashem for all the good that He gave us in Shmoneh Esrei and in benching, as our sages instituted. And all this, the fulfillment of the rabbinic institution, is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to listen to the rabbis. After Hanukkah, we reach the parshios of Shmos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim, which we just concluded last week. These weeks are the acronym for these parshiot is Shovavim. And we are taught that these weeks of Shovavim, Shovavim means those that keep returning to sin, returning to tshuva and shovavim. Panim shovavim are sons who always return to sin. But really it's also returning from sin. So we are taught that in this time is the time where one can attain atonement for emitting seed improperly. So in these 40 days of Shovavim, from the beginning of Shmos to the end of Mishpatim, there are those extra pious people who fast 40 days, these 40 days, and these days are days where we are told up in heaven they are waiting for a person to do complete tshuva over this sin. And these days it's easier to do tshuva. That's why you'll see there are all kinds of classes about family purity. During these days, they're called Shi'urei Shovavim, the lessons of Shovavim. What does it mean? During these weeks, from Shmos Ve'er, Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim, we can. It's an easier time to fulfill this mitzvah. In doing this, part of what a person does in tshuva is vidui, which is a biblical commandment to declare one's sins. We give a half a shekel now in the month of Adar. And a person should say, I'm preparing myself to give this half a shekel in commemoration of what they did in the temple, that every Jew had to give half a shekel, which was a fulfillment of the commandment in our parsha, Zayitinu, not our parsha, in 2 weeks, in Kisisa. And in our prayer, we will thank Hashem for everything He gave us. The machtzis, a shekel, was a donation from which the public sacrifices were brought. Every Jew had an equal hand in it. The reading of Megillah. Before we read the Megillah, Purim's coming up. I don't know if we'll get to learn next Friday. I hope we will. So we'll cover the reading of the Megillah. Now, before we read the Megillah, a person should say, I'm preparing myself to hear the reading of the Megillah, a fulfillment of the rabbinic institution. Our sages aligned it with the Pasuk that describes the war of Amalek. Hashem says, K'tov zot zikaron b'sefer. Write this as a special commemoration in a book. So our sages say that Pasuk, after the war on Amalek, is an allusion and is the source that the rabbis had for the concept of writing the Megillah, because the Megillah is really a testimonial to our war against Amalek. And when we make the Shechiyonu, we should have in mind that it's going to cover all the mitzvos of this day. The reading of the Megillah, the Mishloach Monos, the gifts to the poor, the eating and drinking and the festivities. And on Purim, one should take care to give more charity, as our sages instituted, and when we fulfill the rabbinic institutions, we're in fulfillment of the biblical commandment to listen to the rabbis and the prohibition from transgressing what they teach us. Shabbat Shalom.